So Amitabha. Amitabha, his name means infinite light. There's also a reflex of Amitabha, as it were, another aspect of him called Amitayus, who is known as infinite life. So in Amitabha, as it were, we have infinity. Infinity extending in space, infinite light. Infinity extending in time, infinite life. Infinite time and infinite space are reflected in Amitabha. Amitabha dwells in the West. He's the Buddha of the West. So for a European, the West has a number of definite connotations. To the West is the Atlantic, this great expanse of sea that can seem to extend into infinity. It's the direction of the setting sun which sinks into the sea. To travel west is to travel into the unknown. It involves the journey into the unknown, a journey into new frontiers, from a journey that can be dangerous, that one might never return from. Go west, young man, go west. But wherever in the world we come from, now the west is the direction of the setting sun. And with the setting sun, we have the mood of evening, the mood of sunset. That time when a quite sort of magical mood can settle on the earth after the busyness of the day. Suddenly there's a certain stillness that can seem to descend. Just at this time of sunset, everything can seem to become quiet and peaceful. Now, it's the end of the busyness of the day. It's time to rest, to sort of come back to ourselves. Time to sort of weigh up, assess, to prepare for a new beginning. Very often we will think of the sunset, you know, of the sun setting into the sea. And in Bhante Sangharakshita's vision of Amitabha that he had in his early days as a wanderer in the Virupaksha cave at Tiruvamani, when he was staying with the Ramana Maharshi, he saw in his vision the sun setting into the sea. So the sun setting into the sea, you know, we might think it might conjure up images of or associations of the light of consciousness, the sun meeting the unconscious depths of the sea, a meeting of light and mysterious depth and darkness. Yeah, the heights and the depths actually coming together with the setting sun, with this mood of sunset and evening. And with that there are the associations with the mood of meditation. There is again the end of the busyness, this time to sort of come back to ourselves with the busyness of the day over, a time to recollect ourselves, a time to bring the light of our awareness and with it begin to explore sort of the depths of our unconscious. And Amitabha sits in the mudra of meditation, his hands rest lightly one in the other, the thumbs gently meeting. And just this mudra, this gesture, again, it's one of great beauty, great poise, great stillness, with the hands just so lightly, delicately resting together. At the same time, there's this sense of completeness, of a circle completed, of the arms, the head, the hands, you know, all together, a sort of a circle, something complete, something integrated, something whole. So great beauty in this very simple gesture of meditation. And then there is the beauty of a sunset. That tremendous richness of the setting sun. It's not a dull red. There's a fiery richness to that setting sun that seems to draw us in. It seems a universal custom amongst human beings around the world, that they'll be stopped by the sunset. People will stop and gaze at the sunset and at the beauty of that blazing redness as it sinks below the horizon. A time to stop, a time to gaze, a time just to be with the present moment, with that incredible richness, with that fleeting, passing beauty, which is always unique. Every sunset is different. The configuration of the clouds, just the way it all comes together. It's a sunset, but every time there's something different, there's something unique about the sunset. So yes, the sun, which earlier in the day might have seemed fiery, sort of burning, even harsh in some parts of the world, at the time of the sunset, it becomes gentle, inviting. Its beauty invites us in. Previously, earlier in the day, we might have had to hide from the sun. It might have sort of bent us with its heat and strength. But now, at this time of day, at the time of Amitabha, the time of the evening, it becomes gentle, beautiful, inviting. And red, this ruby red, this rich, rich red of the setting sun. It's the colour that we associate with the heart, with emotions, with blood, with life, with vitality. And Amitabha is associated with a great depth of emotional richness. He's associated particularly with metta, with love, and with compassion. He's the head of the lotus family. He sits on a red lotus. And Avalokiteshvara, the great bodhisattva of compassion, is his chief son. So Amitabha sits on this beautiful red lotus. And in Bhante's vision, Sangharakshita's vision, Amitabha, rather than sitting in meditation, actually holds up a red lotus in his right hand. So the lotus is, in the Buddhist tradition, a great symbol of spiritual unfoldment. The lotus, as we heard in an earlier talk, it grows in the mud. It grows out of the depths of the mud and the filth, at the bottom of a pool, maybe even of a very dirty, stagnant, half-stagnant pool. The lotus grows up. It grows up from the mud, its roots remaining in the mud, but it grows up through the water and into the sunshine, so that out of the mud and still rooted in it emerges something of exquisite beauty and exquisite delicacy. The lotus opens in response to certain conditions, to the moisture, to the warmth of the sun. It can't be rushed. If you try and prize open a lotus, or try and prize open the bud of any flower, you actually destroy that beauty. It has to unfold in its own time. And so too, in our own spiritual lives, we have to, as it were, respond to the warmth of the Dharma, respond to the warmth of metta and of friendship. And we have to allow ourselves and others to unfold in their own time. And at the same time, we can do all we can to ensure that those conditions of warmth, of moisture, their spiritual equivalents, are there so this unfoldment can take place as sort of fully and completely as possible.